This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Okay, I've got bombshell news for you that's going to blow your mind. No one else is reporting this that I've seen yet. This comes from the same source that told me, I don't know, roughly 10 days ago or so, about what was going to break on the Hunter Biden laptop. And you recall, I put a big headline right up on Natural News on top of it. I said, you know, in the next 7 days, there's going to be major bombshell breaking news about the Biden family and Hunter Biden, and also involving John Brennan and Barack Obama. And that was from the same source. And that's exactly what happened over the last week or so. Now, this source is telling me two astonishing things. Let's go through them. Number one, and this is perhaps the most astonishing. Number one, the polls, they're saying that the polls are not merely oversampled. They're saying the polls are fabricated. Fake science. You know how every once in a while, and they're talking about the major mainstream polling organizations. Specifically, they're telling me that these mainstream polling organizations are entirely fabricating. They're not even calling people. They're not even contacting people. They are literally filling in the results by their own imagination. They're not even conducting polling. This is how Joe Biden is winning in the polls. They're faking the polls. And you know how in mainstream science, every once in a while, you have a retraction and you have some scientist that comes out and says, he made it all up. He invented the fake study. He invented the data sets. That's exactly what some pollsters are doing. Not all of them, but the major pollsters, I'm told, are fabricating the data. And this is why there's this huge disparity that you're seeing. You know, a Trump rally will draw tens of thousands of people typically, and a Biden rally will draw like 30 people, you know, if he's lucky, if anybody shows at all. Maybe hundreds on a good day, whereas Trump will draw, you know, 5,000 cars on a vehicle rally, or 20,000 people at an event. You know, numbers like that, huge numbers. This is why there's such a difference, because almost no one in America supports Biden. The polls are rigged. And you're going to see this on election day. That is if the Republicans are able to clamp down on the massive voting fraud that is taking place. Project Veritas just broke a story in Texas of a political consultant who is paying people, mostly elderly people, between $5 and $10 each to change their vote to Democrats. And as a result of that, I mean, they're doing massive ballot harvesting and they're just bribing people. They're getting money from Democrats to make this happen. It's massive voter fraud. The Attorney General of Texas has now announced that they're going to investigate this. It's all on tape, thanks to Project Veritas. It's all on video. The consultant just saying they know it's illegal, that they've already harvested like 5,000 to 7,000 votes just themselves. That's why this is going on. Because the only votes they're going to be able to muster are basically the fraudulent votes. There are very few real Americans that are voting for Biden. Because Biden he's a pathetic pedophile. There's no excitement about Biden, even among the left. They can't stand him. I mean, he's a demented old white guy who sniffs little girls in public, you know, in full view of the cameras. And his son is a crackhead who bangs prostitutes and arranges for multi-million dollar corruption bribery deals with China and Ukraine and other countries. It's a crime family, and that's all coming out. But here's the other bombshell. All right, that was the first one, that the polls are rigged. I mean, it's not just oversampling. They are not even calling people. They are fabricating. They're just making it up and then saying these are the poll numbers. So, by the way, as a side note, when conservatives say, we have to look at the methodology, we have to look at the sampling, it's all BS. It's none of it's even real. You're you're assuming that the polling companies are doing the polling. They're not. They're not even conducting the polls. They're just making it up. Okay? So I know even a lot of conservatives have a hard time getting their heads around that because they think there's still some semblance of ethics or professional, you know, professional standards among polling companies. There isn't. They're all in for Biden, just like big tech is all in for Biden, big media. It's all in for Biden. And they will lie and cheat and steal and commit fraud and do anything they can to rig the votes, just like they're rigging the polls. So when you see a Trump blowout, you'll know why. Because real Americans are voting for Trump in a landslide. And that leads me to the second point here, the second bombshell from the same source. And this comes from people close to the president within the Trump administration, I'm told. It is that the Democrats already know they've lost the election in terms of the Electoral College, and all they're doing now is fighting to maintain a popular vote advantage so that they can argue that Trump didn't win the popular vote, right? And then they can argue that the Electoral College is illegitimate, and they, you know, same thing they've been arguing the last 4 years. But this is why Democrats are still harvesting votes in states like Texas where they know they're going to lose. Because now it's coming down to a national numbers game to try to rig the system enough to deny Trump the popular vote victory. Because Democrats believe that will give them the leverage from which they can argue that the whole process is illegitimate and democracy doesn't work, or, you know, the Electoral College doesn't work, and so on. So those two bombshells together are really incredible news. Number one, Trump's people are absolutely certain of a Trump victory. And this is coming out in so many ways. Number one, you know, as a subset, number one, Republicans have really won the registration game, voter registrations. They are ahead of Democrats in terms of voter registrations in a huge way. And secondly, they have a huge support from Black Americans. So there was a recent poll, I don't know if you believe it or not, but it said that something like 48%, or what was it, 41, 48, was in the 40s. I think it was 48% of Black Americans now approve of President Trump's performance in office, and he's going to get probably nationwide something like 24% of the Black vote. If that holds true, it's over for Democrats. And it's a way bigger vote for Trump than in 2016. And Trump also has the Hispanic vote in enough sectors to matter. I mean, not the overall Hispanic vote, but many Hispanics in Florida, for example, who are opposed to Cuba and opposed to socialism, you know, people whose parents or grandparents were Cuban refugees and so on. The Hispanic vote is strongly trending pro-Trump. And then you notice the pollsters say that when they're being, you know, semi-honest, they will say, well, our polls may not capture the, quote, shy Trump voters. These are Trump voters who don't talk to pollsters, right? Or certainly don't tell them they intend to vote for Trump because people are socially punished for saying that. These pollsters are only being halfway honest. They're really dishonest because, in truth, they're not even calling the people, you see. But this shy Trump voter phenomenon is something that they will use to excuse themselves, to let themselves off the hook when it turns out they were totally wrong yet again. They were totally wrong in 2016. Now, if they're totally wrong yet again in 2020, basically the polling industry is finished, through. There's no point in hiring a polling company because they have no accuracy. They can't tell you anything. They're not even calling people right now. They're just making it all up. So Trump is in the lead in a huge way. Trump is going to win this big. And the only question is whether Trump can get the national popular vote, which means overcoming a massive amount of fraud on the part of the Democrats. But in terms of real Americans, real people who are voting, Trump wins this thing hands down, even the popular vote. It's only the fraudulent Democrat votes that could possibly put them over the top in terms of the popular vote. You know, the rigged popular vote. So it's all good news. Stay tuned. Read my website, naturalnews.com, and check out my social media posts at brighteon.social. Thank you for listening.